This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Let's play ball.
There's a hard ground ball to Munn, and it's second. He's got it. A little 5-foot flip to Cordonier, and it's over. The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4. Rushi defeats Van Wert Lincolnview. Repeating the 1971 title, the Raiders get it done here in 2022. 10-4, Lincolnview was down 3-2, entering the bottom of the sixth. Rushi hit him with a 7. Lincolnview scored 2 in the top of the seventh. And the final score winds up 10-4. Rushi wins it convincingly, executing at the plate were the Raiders all day long, hitting Landon Price pitches where they were thrown, pulling the inside pitches, taking those on the outside half to center and right, and it was a clinic at the plate by Rushi batters all day. Hayden Quinter had 3 hits, Braylon Cordonier had 3 hits, and Aiden Shappy had 3 hits. Xavier Flippo, command performance, his curveball kept Lincolnview off balance the entire game.
Scores Broadcast.com delivers the big games and the big hits.
Pitch to Cordonier. Look out. He strokes one to deep right center. Way back. It is landing on the warning track. It's going to be a triple for Braylon Cordonier. Here come two more Raiders. And Cordonier makes the wide turn at third. Thought about the inside the park homer for an instant, but hangs on. Raiders are up 9-2.
Down to its last swing. ScoresBroadcast.com brings home the thrilling victories.
And now here is Xavier Flippo, the pitcher for the Raiders, a chance to walk it off for himself. He has been brilliant on the mound through 8, a dazzling 4-hitter. Runner at second, Borchers. Flippo, feet spread apart, swings, hits a looping liner, right center field. This might do it. It's in for a hit. Borchers turns third. Here he comes. Here he comes. Raiders win. Raiders win. Rushi won. St. Henry nothing. Xavier Flippo, the hero, the man of the hour. Flippo for Rushi. Sparkling 4-hit shutout through 8, and the game-winning walk-off humpback line single over the second baseman's head into right center field. Xavier Flippo wins his own game. Schmidtmeyer has been a bulldog on the mound for Minster all day. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 3-2 on the batter Munter of Delta St. John's. Top of the 7th inning. Minster up a run. Schmidtmeyer in the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Got him.
Woo! ScoresBroadcast.com attracted more than 9,000 listeners for state championship baseball contests in 2022 and 2018.
Here's a slow curveball. Bounced to Radiman at the mound. He deals to Rosengarten for 1. To Middendorf for 2. It's over. The Redskins take the state title. A double play to close it out. Pitcher, Radiman. Shortstop, Rosengarten. First baseman, Middendorf. It's in the books. Third state title for the Redskins, who pile on top of each other to the right of the pitching mound here at Huntington Park in Columbus. Celebration ensues. The Redskins, in marvelous comeback fashion, beat Hicksville 8-4 after trailing 4-0 entering the bottom of the fifth.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Hello, high school baseball fans. Jack Kramer, Derek Olding at Northmont. The scene at tonight's game between the Rushi Raiders and the Northmont Thunderbolts. Originally scheduled for Rushi, game moved to Northmont. Better forecast down here. Complex is drier. There was some sun today in Dayton. Wind is circling out of the north. Showers could be happening to the north of here. That's the forecast. This game was not on the schedule at all until several days ago when the two programs decided to tack on an add-on game to their respective schedules. Of course, the tournament starts in earnest next week in high school baseball. Rushi, 13-10, having lost four of its last five. Northmont, 12-11, having won four of its last five. Rushi Raiders, Division 7, Northmont, Division 2. We'll return, take a look at the starting lineups in just a few minutes. It's overcast, no rain at the moment. The wind has died down dramatically. It's turning into a beautiful evening for high school baseball on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with a very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Hello and welcome back here to Northmont. Jack Kramer with Derek Olding. Kevin Flippo, head coach of Rushi, brings his team to Northmont to take on the Division II Thunderbolts. Kevin, over 11 years at Rushi, seven straight district championships, three regional titles, and, of course, the state championship in 2022. Northmont's head coach, Brandon Rexon, currently in year four as the head coach of the T-Bolts baseball program, 11th year coaching overall prior to Northmont. Rexon coached with several competitive summer programs while spending 8 years working in professional baseball across various roles, an experience that originally brought him to the Dayton area. In addition to his role at Northmont, he serves on the coaching staff for USA Baseball's Midwest region as part of the National Team Identification Series known as NTIS. Northmont rolling, having won four of five, sweeping Wayne and Miamisburg in Greater Western Ohio Conference action. Meanwhile, Rushi is trying to get its offensive bats together. The pitching is rounding into shape. Offense not quite there yet. And Rushi hoping with these extra games prior to tournament that will help initiate some offense. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. A couple of right-handers are throwing. Braylon Cordonier, the senior, who's thrown twice since recovering from the right-hand injury.
Five innings against Miller City, eight strikeouts, a run. Seven innings against Fort Loramie, four strikeouts, a run. The hurler for Northmont, based on innings pitched, is the number two man who hurls this evening for the home team, Brady Whitaker. He is a junior. Whitaker on the year, 24 innings, 1-3 record, 20 strikeouts, 2.5 ERA. For visiting Rushi, Braylon Cordonier has been bumped up by Coach Flippo to the number one spot in the order. Senior pitcher, he'll bat first. Vince Borchers, center field, senior, batting second. Zeb Schulze, senior, third base, hitting third in the order. Catcher, Cooper Unverfirth, the junior, bats cleanup. Fifth, senior left fielder, Micah Greasup. Batting sixth, shortstop, senior, Zeb Borchers. Seventh, Benjamin York, a senior in right field. Eighth, Parker Lloyd, freshman first baseman. Ninth, Quinn Hoing, freshman second baseman. For Northmont, the opening nine is as follows. Aiden Pendleton leads off, junior center fielder. Batting second, Brady Lupton, senior shortstop. Third, Chase Fudeloff, junior third baseman. Fourth, the left fielder Drake Sauber. Batting in the fifth spot, Austin Welch, junior second baseman. Then Brady Whitaker, a junior pitcher in the order. Brady Cannon, junior first baseman, seventh. Jaden Green, senior right fielder, eighth. And Gage Hoke is the catcher. He's a junior. He bats in the ninth spot. So the scene is set. Cloudy skies overhead. A little breezy. We won't see the rain coming from the west. It's behind us. We are above the Rushi dugout alongside the third baseline. The complex here at Northmont faces to the northeast. 343 down the lines, about 375 or 380 to center. We've got more when we come back. It's Northmont Rushi, the Raiders and the Thunderbolts here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Up to bat, making his major league debut, the freshest big boy slider. First pitch, here's a fly ball, going, and that's a home run for Frisch's. Big boy sliders are made with full-size, fresh, never-frozen beef patties, caramelized onions, cheese, tartar sauce, lettuce, and pickles. Or go spicy with Rosie's Red Hot Sliders with spicy tartar sauce and pepper jack cheese. Now get a free slider when you buy the unlimited soup and salad bar at the entree price. It's the perfect meal.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Hello, once again, welcome back here to Northmont. I'm Jack Kramer with Derek Olding, looking down Northmont's schedule of games here in the month of May. T-Bolt's coming on strong, only three defeats during this month, having opened the month of May on Wednesday, May 7th, beating Wayne 9-1, losing to Springboro, the league leader, along with Beaver Creek 3-1, then beating Wayne for a second time 10-3, lost at Brookville 6-5. Swept Miamisburg 5-3-2-1, around a win over Sydney 7-4. Lost at Chip and beat Lebanon this past Saturday. A good Warriors club. Final tally 7-2. Rushi Raiders have stumbled four of the last five meetings. Did beat Tecumseh 4-3 in that stretch. Lost twice to Marion Local. Boils down to Rushi making plays late in games and getting timely base hits. The Raiders haven't gotten the base runners they need to score plentiful runs. Pitching coming around, 2-1, 8-inning loss at Anna. No shame in that, as Maddox Gubo pitched very well in that contest. Gubo, the left-hander, right behind Cordonier, the senior righty. Then you got catcher Cooper Unverfirth, who throws really well, and Zeb Borchers has fired the baseball very hard over the last month. So the pitching is there. It's pretty deep. Raiders bats simply need to come around. We'll return with our first pitch in the start of this game in a few minutes. It is Rushi on the road here at Northmont tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, three-fourths of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Francis Schulze in Rushi offers the winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, key building components for sure. Rushi needs to fuel some offense. The bats need to get going. The Raiders have done a good job advancing runners with small ball when they've gotten aboard. But Rushi needs to pound out 10 or 11 hits and get the offense untracked. Extremely key component for the Rushi Raiders here tonight. Braylon Cordonier needs to cool off the hot bats of Division II Northmont. Key building components for today's game, and they open the doors to success for these two teams. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring that winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze Schulze and Rushi. Francis Schulze, known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. The roster for Rushi has been introduced. Northmont roster is being called out right now over the public address, and we'll have our first pitch in just a few minutes. Rushi on the road tonight at Northmont, Division 7 against Division 2, here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of ScoresBroadcast.com.
Welcome to high school baseball tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are the radio on your phone for high school sports. Kelly Green and White, Northmont, Royal Blue and Gold, Rushi. Northmont Thunderbolts, the home team here tonight on the diamond, finishing off infield work before the first hitter, Braylon Cordonier, steps into the box. He has been swapped with Vince Borchers. Borchers had been opening in the lineup leading off, and now it's Cordonier tonight. Borchers batting second. Hey, we are now your new community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market, South Main in Fort Loramie. We've gone local. We found out from you, the customer, what products you want to see on our shelves. So we've got Winter's Meats for you, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more. Hot daily lunches at the Market Deli Sub Shop, featuring fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee, too, and a more varied selection of soft drinks. Stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, locally owned and operated Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. First pitch to start the game from Whitaker to Braylon Cordonier is a strike called. Thigh high on the outside corner. Second pitch is grounded hard to short. Shortstop for Northmont fumbles, recovers, and gets the out at first base. staying with it nicely, Brady Lupton, shortstop for Northmont. Ball crawled up his arm, hit his chest, went to the ground, and then he shot a quick throw across the diamond to his first baseman, Brady Cannon, for the out. One up, one down for Rushi here in the top of the first. Vince Borchers hits, squares to bunt, and takes a strike. Waist high, outside half of the plate, nothing and one. We'll check out the infield for Northmont momentarily. Third baseman up in the grass at third. One strike pitch to Borchers. Looks good. It is. Strike two just beneath the letters right down the center. Nothing and two on Borchers. Outfield playing Vince to pull a little bit. Infield stepping up. Pitch to Borchers up and in. Looked like it might have cracked him on the helmet. He is aboard. Hit batsman, not phased a bit. Vince, an iron man, strolls on down to first. Borchers aboard. Northmont defensively. Third baseman is Chase Fudeloff. Shortstop Brady Upton. Second baseman Austin Welch. First baseman Brady Cannon. On the mound, Brady Whitaker. Catcher Gage Hoke. Here is Zeb Schulze hitting now for Rushi. There's a smash left side of the diamond. It is in the 5-6 hole into left field between the third baseman and shortstop. Fudeloff, the third baseman, lunged to his left. Couldn't grab it for Northmont. Came close. And the ball got beyond the outstretched glove of the shortstop as well. Valiant effort by Lupton. Back edge of the infield, Schulze. Hitting a hard ground ball single between third and short. And Borchers moves up to second. And hitting is Cooper Unverfirth in that cleanup spot for Rushi with two aboard, one out here in the top of the first inning. Schulze had been batting .326, Borchers .279, Cordonier .448. Pitch to Unverfirth up and in. Upstairs off the inside corner, ball one, 1-0 on Cooper. 3.59 on the season for the junior catcher for Rushi. Left foot even with the front of the plate, wide stance in the box for Cooper. Breaking pitch in for a strike, 1-1. Overcast here at Northmont, as you would expect. It's been a dreary spring, lots of rain, very little sun. The green grass baseball diamond complexes are thick and plush. There's a ball driven hard to right field. Right fielder for Northmont races back. He can't get it. Unreverse drives one toward the fence and deep right center. One run scores for Rushi. Skipping across home plate is Borchers. Seb Schulze danced around second to third. A long double in the alley to right center off the bat of Unverfirth. The right fielder for Northmont, Jaden Green, hesitated for a second and then darted back, and the ball went over the top of his glove. Ball by Unverfirth shot out of a cannon. It was spiked. And Rushi's got a run in with runners at second and third and one down. Here's Mike Agresa. Now, it's this kind of a situation with runners at second and third, less than two out. Rushi needs to produce. You've got to plate one of these two runners for sure. Pitch to Greasup upstairs, in, and it's a ball, 1-0. Third baseman, even with the bag, Schulze down the line. About the distance, the third baseman is off the hot corner. Infield deep in the middle. Ball two upstairs to Greasup. Micah, 279 on the year, senior left fielder. Two aboard for Rushi, top of the first, a run in. As Unverfirth smashed a long double. Swing and a miss by Greasup. And the count goes to two balls and a strike, 2-1. Gaping hole right side of the diamond, second baseman for Northmont Welch. Shading the second base bag. First baseman off the line about 10 or 12 feet at first. Pitch to Greasup, upstairs fastball, cut on, nothing. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes on Greasup. It's this situation where it is so important to put the ball in play. Grounder, middle of the diamond, will score the run. Fly ball will as well. Pitch to Greasup, fastball, just missed waist high off the outside edge. The pitcher, Whitaker, for Northmont, wanted it, didn't get it. 3-2. Two on for Rushi, run home, top of the first. Runners at second and third, Whitaker in the stretch. Looks at Schulze at third, pitches. There's a ball pasted to the shortstop on a line, speared above the head. Went to shortstop with his mitt, and it was snagged on the play by Lupton. Ball was tattooed. Rushi hitting the ball well here in the top of the first inning. Two out, runners at second and third. And here is Zeb Borchers. Two runners in scoring position. Rushi's tallied one. The pitch to Zeb. Ooh, he looked like for an instant he wanted to bunt. Took the pitch under his chin. Ball one, no strikes. 1-0 on Borchers. He is really split wide at the plate. Left foot to good 8-10 inches out in front of the plate in the box. Pitch to Zeb. Wide. And it is a 2-0 count. Two balls, no strikes. Outfield for Northmont goes like this. Sauber is in left, Pendleton in center, Green in right. The battery, Whitaker on the mound, Hoke behind the plate. The pitch is bounced on one big hop to the shortstop, who grabs, doesn't throw to first. Then he runs Unverfirth back to second, slaps the tag on him for the out. One of those situations where I think as a runner you make that shortstop throw the ball to first. You don't run into a tag out there. Rushi did score one in the first. We go to the bottom of the first. Rushi one. Northmont coming to bat on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Oh, it sounds like a little danger zone to me. Jack Kramer, Derek Olding here at Northmont High School Baseball action for you. Braylon Cordonier on the mound for the Rushi Raiders. And he faces three strong hitters, 452, 373, 347 by way of average. And there's a bunt by the T-Bolts leadoff hitter, Aiden Pendleton. Oh, a nice cat-like play by the catcher, Cooper Unverfirth. He pounced on it immediately. It was out of the grass beyond the dirt. Unverfirth was very aware, quick feet by him. And he fired to first for the out. Game underway offensively for the Thunderbolts. Aiden Pendleton retired. He was batting 452, junior center fielder. Here's Brady Upton, senior shortstop, hitting a high pop down the right field line, curling beyond the batting cage. Foul. Good hustle on the play by the first baseman of the Rushi Raiders. Parker Lloyd couldn't catch up to it. It's a strike on the hitter. Chase Fudeloff on deck, junior third baseman. Pitch to Upton, ground ball, shortstop. Nice play, Zeb Borchers, Rushi. And he triggers a throw to his first sacker, Parker Lloyd. Out, recorded. Two down for Northmont here in the top of the first. Pendleton, leadoff hitter. Out on a play from catcher to first, 2-3 in the scorebook. And then Lupton out 6-3. Borchers to Parker Lloyd. Here's Fudeloff at 3:47 on the campaign, and he takes a strike from Braylon Cordonier inside half of the plate above the waist. Outfield deep around to the left. Low breaking pitch, cut on and missed. Strike two. Cordonier up in the count, nothing and two. Braylon retoes the rubber, gets the sign from Unverfirth. Fastball outside corner, just missed it, a ball. Good frame by Unverfirth. Cordonier hit the target, a ball and two strikes, one and two. Cordonier again, Fudeloff ground ball to third. One big hop for Schulze. Perfect throw to first base. Limited pitches by Braylon Cordonier. Northmont up and out in order in the bottom of the first. We go to the second. Rushi 1, Northmont nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
It sounds like a little Hall and Oates to me. And Schaefer Market, speaking of Oates. Poor pun, I tried. Schaefer Market, stop by today. Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's in Fort Loramie. See all the new items as well as your old favorites. Locally owned and operated Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. Your new community go-to store. Boy, I love the selection of winter's meats, especially those Mahaffey pies. I've got the sweet tooth. Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza. Plenty of soft drinks, piping hot coffee, subs, salads, and wraps. Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. Squaring to bunt for Rushi, starting the top of the second, but not making contact, not moving the bat forward, is Benjamin York. He looked at a pitch upstairs for a ball. Whitaker to York, swing and a miss. Ball pops out of the mitt of the catcher. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Benjamin. Third baseman for Northmont is about a foot or two in the grass, taking the bunt away from the left-hand hitting York. 1-1 offering. It is called a ball off the plate, wide, 2-1. Whitaker, by way of record, 1-3. He's pitched better than that on the year, 24 innings, 20 Ks, 2.5 ERA. York takes strike two. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. First hitter for Rushi, top of the second. Raiders 1, Thunderbolts nothing. Foul right there at home plate. Still 2-2. On deck, Parker Lloyd, followed by Quinn Hoying. A couple of freshmen in the Raiders' order. Two balls, two strikes. Offering by Whitaker. York ducks the breaking ball, but it floats over just beneath the letters. Strike three called. Here's Parker Lloyd for Rushi. Outfield for Northmont, hugging the line in left, well off the line in right for the right-hand batting Lloyd. Second baseman for Northmont, extremely deep, is Austin Welch. Plays up the middle, just a step before the outfield grass. Gaping hole, right side of the diamond for Lloyd, who's up a ball and no strikes. Then he fouls it. Towering pop, out of play, behind home. One ball, one strike, 1-1 on Lloyd for Rushi, which is on top, 1-0 here in the top of the second inning. Whitaker spins into action. Ground ball, third baseline. It is foul by a foot. Oh, it was close. No argument from Kevin Flippo for the Rushi Raiders. It was fair. Bounding down the line, probably 80, 85 of the 90 feet. That ball was fair. And it missed the bag by just a few inches. Went to the left of it in the air. Just foul. Plate umpire all over it. The count of ball, two strikes, 1-2 on Lloyd. Right foot is at the back end of the box. Whitaker pitches. Fastball, yes indeed. Strike three below the letters. Outside edge of the plate. Two down for Rushi here in the top of the second. Couple of strikeouts of York and Lloyd. Quinn Hoying, second baseman from the left side. Hoying batting. His right foot, lead foot, way out in front of home plate. Pitch is fouled to the screen. Nothing and one on Hoying. Left fielder for Northmont continues to hug the line. That's Sauber. Center fielder straight away for the T-Bolts. That is Pendleton. Second baseman against the left-hand hitter, pulling a little bit to the right toward first. Pitch to Hoying, and he went down for one, couldn't connect. And he's behind in the count, 0-2. No balls, two strikes, nothing and two. Whitaker in a groove here against the end of the Raiders' order. Two-strike pitch to Hoying. Whitaker chucks it up there, foul to the screen, still nothing and two. Gray skies overhead, no ominous-looking thunderhead clouds, however. Understand there is spotty rain to the north. Shelby County, Mercer County, Dark County. Nothing here in Englewood along I-70. Pitch misses in to Quinn. A ball and two strikes, 1-2. Jack Kramer along with engineer Derek Holding alongside. We've been fortunate. We've had 13 scheduled broadcasts this spring, and 12 have worked out. Only one was bothered by the weather. That was a rain out at Minster when Marion Local was to come to town a couple weeks ago. Swing and a miss. Good breaking pitch down from Whitaker of the T-Bolts. Quinn out on strikes as Whitaker whiffs the side. Bottom of the second upcoming, 1-0 Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details
Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car. Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
It's high school baseball tonight on scorersbroadcast.com. It's been a weather permitting situation for this evening, all day yesterday and into today, but it has cooperated. Dry conditions down along I-70 here in West Englewood. And we've got the Rushi Raiders in action against the Division II Northmont Thunderbolts, who come calling here in the bottom of the second. Drake Sauber, left fielder, junior, 364 batting average, steps in, and it's a ball and a strike. Braylon Cordonier goes to work on Sauber. There's a high fastball driven hard to deep right center field. Center fielder for Rushi going back to the fence, looks up, and it's out of here. Home run. Sauber goes deep. Vince Borchers for Rushi went as far as he could as he strolled to the fence, 375 from home plate, as Sauber unloaded. It was a bomb. Little wind advantage for him, but he didn't need much help. That ball was struck. Home run for Sauber. We're tied at one. Austin Welch hits. Sauber was batting 364. Here's Welch at 368 on the year, second baseman. At 5'9", 5'10", swings from the right side. Takes a strike from Cordonier, knee high, outside corner. Here's the windup, the pitch by Cordonier to Welch. It's up, a ball, a strike, 1-1. Vince simply ran out of room in center as Sauber touched up Cordonier for the long ball. It was pummeled. A big-time shot. Two balls, a strike, 2-1 on Welch. Cordonier again. Ground ball wide of third. Schulze has it, muffs it, gets it back, and throws to first. Yes, for the out. Throw beat Welch by a step. Schulze got the body in front, kept the ball in front. Ball was in the mitt for an instant, came out, but he was on top of it. One down for Northmont here in the bottom of the second inning. Game tied at one. Here is Brady Whitaker, pitcher for Northmont, hitting 279 on the year for the junior. First pitch to him, a strike called at the knees. Nothing in one on Whitaker. Right-hand pitcher for Northmont struck out the side. All three for Rushi went down on strikes in the top of the second inning. Strike two called at the letters right down the middle. Cordonier had some gas on that one. There's a two-seamer. Ooh, it just missed. Plate umpire called it low. Might have been off the outside edge. Didn't appear to be below the knees. A ball and two strikes. 1-2 on Whitaker. That one bounces through the left-hand batter's box, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. New ball thrown in. Cordonier retreats to a spot behind the rubber. Now he refoots the pitching mound, delivers, foul to the screen, off the bat of Whitaker, and it's 2-2 still. Outfield pulled around to the left for the right-hand batter. Shortstop Borchers, moderate depth at third. Hoying is evenly spaced between first and second, manning the second base position. There's a ball skied to right center. Off and running is York for Rushi into the gap, and he tracks it down on the run. Nice play by York. Here is Brady Cannon stepping in. So after the homer by Sauber, spelled S-A-U-B-E-R, ground out to third by Welch, fly out to right by Whitaker. Here's Brady Cannon, junior first baseman. Right-hand batter wears number 15. Cordonier's first delivery misses. It's a ball. He swings into action downstairs. Ball two, 2-0. Bottom of the second frame, we're tied at one. Rushi scored a run top of the first. Northmont came back on a leadoff homer in the bottom of the second by Sauber. And Cannon's up in the count 3-0 as Cordonier falls behind. Braylon's been getting ahead of hitters to this point. 3-0 pitch is right down the middle. It is center cut, 3-1. Three balls, a strike, 3-1. Unverfirth hangs the sign. Cordonier again. Ground ball up the middle. Borchers roams behind second. Can't spear it. It's into center. Single through the box off the bat of Cannon. Ball hit sharply. Borchers ramble to his left. Outstretched glove by Zeb. Couldn't pick it off. Hit to center for Cannon. He's aboard with two down for Northmont in the bottom of the second. Here's Jaden Green, senior right fielder. Left foot out in front of the plate by a foot or so. He tries to bunt, pops it up. Who's going to catch it? Schultze comes in, calls off Cordonier, speared by Zeb Schultze about to 25 feet in front of home as Northmont tried to bunt with two down, a runner at first in the bottom of the second. And it was a failed attempt, popped up to Schultze for Rushi. Three down for Northmont, which scores a run. We're tied, heading to the third. One apiece, Raiders and T-Bolts on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
It is the top of the lineup for Rushi here in the third inning. Cordonier, Borchers, and Schultze. 1-1 tie, Northmont and the Raiders. Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and the on-site food pantry, just to name several. As Cordonier steps in for Rushi, cuts and misses, and then takes a pitch in the dirt for a ball, it is 1-1. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all of those benefits that you deserve. 1-1 pitch to Cordonier, up a smidgen, ball two. Fastball from Whitaker, a little bit high. Outfield deep, around to the right, second baseman Welch shading the first baseline. He's in the hole. And the pitcher, Cordonier, is rifled on the ground, hard to first, over the bag. It's a long single by Cordonier. as he zips one over the back at first. He turned on the inside two-seamer from Whitaker and hammered it right down the line. It was over that first base bag. No chance for the first baseman. Single for Cordonier. Right fielder had played him toward the line. Hustle over quickly to retrieve the ball. Cordonier on at first. Leadoff man aboard for Rushi here in the third. Here's Vince Borchers. Squares to bunt. Pitch low and away. A ball, no strikes. Third baseman was charging for Northmont. That was Fudeloff. Excuse me, Chase Fudeloff, third baseman, was charging in. Shortstop Brady Lupton was covering the second base bag. Borchers bunts back to Whitaker. He looks at second. No play there. Loops the throw to first. Out recorded on Borchers. Cordonier moves up. Well done, sack bunt by Vince. And here is Zeb Schulze. Runner in scoring position for the Raiders. Game tied at one, top of the third. Schulze pounded a hard ground ball single to left in the first inning for the Raiders. Cordonier leading out at second. Whitaker looks that way. Schulze bunts. It's back to the mound. The pitcher, Whitaker, gets it. Looks at third. No play there. Wheels. Fires a throw to first. Out by a quarter of a step. Schulze just nipped. Had that bunt by Zeb been more toward the third base line, and the pitcher would have had to travel a couple more steps, there might not have been a play anywhere. Schulze out 1-3. Cordonier moves up another 90. He's at third with two away. Here's Cooper Unreferth, who takes a fastball strike. Nothing in one. After the single by Cordonier, the Raiders go small ball here in the third inning. A sack bunt, and then an attempt to bunt for a base hit. Unreferth takes, and it is a strike. Strike two called. Whitaker out in front, nothing in two. Unreferth has a lot of room on the right side of the diamond. Whitaker stretches, pitches, ball skied. It was a fastball upstairs. Unreferth lofted it to right. Right fielder for Northmont comes in, two, three steps. It's Jaden Green. Camps under it, makes the play. Third inning over for Rushi. Head to the bottom of the third. 1-1 game. Raiders and Thunderbolts on scores.broadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
As we were saying a few minutes ago here on scoresbroadcast.com, Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, is here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve, offering many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Don't hesitate to call our office, 937-498-7282, 498-7282, to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit our website, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. That's veterans, plural, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org, or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Bottom of inning number three, 1-1 game, quickly played, well played. Good contest tonight. Division 2, Northmont. Division 7, Rushi. Game not scheduled until very recently. And then moved to Northmont because the forecast was better. Conditions a little better. A little more rain has occurred recently in Rushi. Leadoff batter for Northmont to start the third inning. Gage Hoke hits a low line drive and one bounce to Borchers. He has it. Throws to first for the out. Good play by Zeb at short. Ball was hit to his right toward the hole, and he snatched it. Perfect toss to first base. One out for Northmont here in the bottom of the third inning. Hoke is out 6-3. Here's Aiden Pendleton, who hits a ground ball toward Quinn Hoing at second. Ball hit lightly off the bat. Hoing charges. Scoops the throw to first base to Parker Lloyd. Got him for the second out.
Now batting. The shortstop.
Braylon Cardonier gave up the home run to Sauber, the 364 hitting junior left fielder for Northmont to start the second. But I tell you what, Braylon has really economized his pitches so far in this game. Brady Lupton batting, senior shortstop. Grounded to Borchers in the first. First pitch is thrown. A strike. Two-seamer at the knees. Cardonier again. Fastball outside. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Lupton of Northmont. A lot of room along the right field line. York is shaded right center. Oh, there's a heck of a curveball down. And the hitter swings over the top and misses. Count goes to 1-2. Cordonier's got him set up here. Hitter deep in the box. Cordonier to Lupton. Curveball down again. The batter cuts over the top, and he's out on strikes. Good bite on those last two breaking pitches by Braylon Cordonier, and Northmont is gone here in the third. Briskly, pace game, moving fast. We move to the fourth. It is 1-1, Rushi and Northmont on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
We've got a good high school baseball game here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi 1, Northmont 1. We go to the top of the fourth inning. Raiders try to snap the tie. It's Greasup, Borchers, and York. Micah Greasup, Zeb Borchers, and Benjamin York. Here in the beginning of the fourth, Northmont the home team. Game was scheduled for Rushi, moved here. Playing conditions, a little wetter at Rushi. Thunderstorm rolled through between 10 and 11 this morning. I saw it on the radar, yellow-orange. Downpour, good to 20 minutes plus. Rain very hard. And a couple little light showers thereafter. Not near the rain here at Northmont along I-70. So the game was switched. First batter for Rushi to start the fourth is Greasup, and it's a ball of strike. 1-1 on Micah. Outfield deep around to the left. He started to cut, held back. Good eye. Ball two off the plate outside. 2-1. Hitting next, Zeb Borchers for Rushi. There's a ball hammered to left, right at the left fielder. It was a liner, and he spears it head high. Tell you what, Rushi's hit the ball pretty well tonight. Raiders right on the button with the swings. Rushi has left some men on in recent games. They played small ball well. Haven't gotten the base knocks with runners in scoring position. Here is Borchers, pitched by Whitaker. Missed a little bit low. Ball one, 1-0. Too bad Greasup's hit in bad luck. Line out to short, line out to left. And two trips to the plate for Micah. Ball fouled right there at home plate. Count a ball, a strike. 1-1 on Zeb Borchers of the Rushi Raiders. Hitting about 350 on the year. Brady Whitaker on the bump for Northmont. Fourth inning of work. He deals. It bounces wide of the plate through the left-hand hitter's box. And the count on the batter, 2-1. Two balls, a strike, 2-1 on Borchers. Second baseman Welch, very deep near the edge of the grass, shaded towards second. Medium depth for the Northmont shortstop. Late swing, fly ball, right field. Green moves back two steps, in two steps, right there for it. He's got it. Two down for the Raiders here in the fourth inning as Borchers flies to right. Here's Benjamin York. He struck out his first trip. Very slight wind out of the, appears to be coming out of the southwest. York fakes the bunt, takes the ball. Ball diamond here at Northmont, situated southwest and northeast. Pitch to the plate, up. Good eye, but Benjamin started to go. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0 on York. He bats from the left side. Shortstop Lupton shading the second base bag. York looks at one. Yes. Outside half of the plate, a strike. Two balls, one strike, 2-1 on York. First baseman, several steps off the line. The left-hand batter, York, looks at it downstairs. And it's ball three, 3-1. Northmont third baseman, Chase Fudeloff, is up in the cut of the grass. 3-1 pitch here by Whitaker. He needs a strike for Northmont. Doesn't get it. The pitch a good 6.5 feet off the ground up high. And York has walked with two out. Here's Parker Lloyd. Let's see if the Raiders have anything in play here for York at first. Lloyd deep in the box. Right-hand batter. York with a lead. And there's a ball looped into short left center field. Shortstop racing out on the dead run. Upton, he's got it. Nice play by Lupton, the shortstop for Northmont. Ball ticketed for a soft single. It was a dying quail into left center. But Lupton got on his horse, galloped into left center. Left fielder had no chance. Lupton picked it off for the third out. Raiders up and out in order in the fourth. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Northmont 1, Rushi 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are especially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allenball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allenball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allenball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenballInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allenball go to work for you.
Up, Chase Fudiloff. Third baseman, Northmont leads off the bottom of the fourth inning. We are even at one. Cordon, your breaking ball down. Ball one, no strikes, one and nothing. Cordonier works to the plate. There's a ball hit hard up the first baseline over the bag, and it is in between Parker Lloyd and the line. It's a single down the right field line. Good hustle by the right fielder York Ferrucci. Holds it to one base. Late cut by Fudiloff. Single right on the chalk. He's aboard with no one out here in the fourth inning. Sauber bats. He homered for the Northmont run. Leadoff batter back in the second. I doubt that he is bunting. He is 364 on the year. He's got power. He has the right foot planted on the back line of the box. And the pitch to the plate is a strike, a fastball on the outside corner. The lead at first for Fudiloff. Infield double play depth for Rushi. Stauber hits one very high to right center field. Borchers is on his horse, and he snares it. Called off York, flips it back to the diamond, out recorded. Ball hit very high, medium depth right center. So Stauber, who homered in his first at-bat, retired here on the fly ball to center. Austin Welch steps in with a runner at first. Let's see what head coach Brandon Rexon of Northmont has in store for his club on the bases at this point. Welch, the second sacker, a junior, squared to bunt, pulled the bat back, strike one called. Nothing in one. Runner at first, Fudiloff, good speed. He takes the lead, Lloyd holding. Gaping hole, right side of the diamond. Cordonier stretching, comes home, it's down, and the count is even up, a ball, a strike, one and one. One and one on Welch for Northmont, batting here in the bottom of the fourth. We are tied up at one. Rushi Northmont on scoresbroadcast.com. Runner at first with a secondary lead. The pitch of the plate is bunted. It hit the batter in the box, but out in front of the plate. Hit the batter in front of the home plate, but in the box, and that area is exempt. That technically is slightly in fair territory, that upper corner of the box in front of the plate. That's where it caught the batter runner. It's ruled a foul ball strike. One and two, throw to first, fairly close. Runner is back as Fudiloff is getting a lengthy secondary lead. The hitter, Welch, one down for Northmont. Throw again to first. Two-strike count on the batter. One and two on Welch. Infield, middle of the diamond, double play depth. Secondary lead, Fudiloff, pitch to Welch. Fly ball, deep left field. Left fielder back a step or two for Rushi. Glove above the head, caught. Relay back to the diamond. Runner stays put at first. Welch put a charge into it, but the Raiders had him played fairly deep and spot on. Micah Griesup makes the play. Two down for Northmont in the fourth inning. Pitcher Brady Whitaker steps in. Let's see if Fudiloff is going. Number third baseline, fielded in foul territory by Schultze. And it's a strike on Whitaker. Schulze even with the bag at third. Hoing shading the second base bag at second base. Large hole right side of the diamond at 3-4 opening. Here's the pitch to Whitaker. Swing, foul ball at the plate. And he's behind in the count. Two strikes. Runner at first, two away for Northmont here in the bottom of the fourth. Leadoff single for Fudeloff, but he stayed put right there. Northmont unable to move him up. Cordonier attacking the strike zone for Rushi, forcing contact from the Northmont batters, getting ahead in the count with consistency. Upright stance for Whitaker. Cordonier's pitch, runner going. High fastball, swung on and missed, strike three. Good high heater. Fine velocity there by Cordonier. There was some gas on that effort to the plate. And Whitaker K's. We head to the fifth. A quickly moving game, a briskly played contest, and it's a tight one. Good high school game tonight on Scores Broadcast. 1-1 tie. Rushi and Northmont, fifth inning upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
I'd like to remind you that we currently produce over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year. While maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards, we're production support in Rushi. We provide customized kitting and poly packaging of your products, and we offer assembly and warehousing too. Production support always looking to expand its team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check the website, ProductionSupportInc.com, ProductionSupportInc.com. We promote Scores Broadcast and the many schools and athletic programs in the region it follows with online coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service. At Production Support, your job is in the bag. Hoing starts the fifth for Rushi and rolls to second. Welch comes in, gobbles it up, shovels onto his first baseman. Out. One down for the Raiders here in the top of the fifth. Here is Braylon Cordonier. Hit the ball hard. Made an out in the first. Singled in the third. Cordonier from the left side. Batting average up around 450 most of the year. Breaking ball. Whitaker is on the outside corner for a strike. Heck of a pitch. Backdoor breaker to the lefty, Cordonier. Whitaker again. Fastball. Missed the spot just off the outside edge. A ball, a strike. 1-1 for Cordonier. One down for Rushi here in the fifth. Wind-up pitch to the plate. Hefty cut. Nothing doing. Strike two. 1-2 on Braylon. Raiders need to get some runners aboard to get the top of the order back up again come seventh inning. Here's Whitaker to Cordonier. Fastball up and in. Cut on. No dice. He whiffed him. Cordon, you're out on strikes. Here is Vince Borchers. As Whitaker is getting stronger as this game progresses. Two out for Rushi, top of the fifth inning. Here is Vince Borchers from the right side. Left foot about 6 inches out in front of home plate. Whitaker twirls up and in, a ball, 1-0. Third baseman was charging, Fudiloff. Borchers, good wheels. Now the shortstop slides over into the hole. That's Lupton. There's a ball chopped down to head coach Kevin Flippo, third base box of Rushi, fouled by Borchers. And the count's a ball, a strike, 1-1. 1-1 on Vince. He does not have an official at bat in this game. Hit by a pitch and a sack bunt. Ball two up, 2-1 on Borchers. Outfield shifting a little left for Vince, right-hand batter. Hits a foul right there at the plate, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, even up on Borchers. Two down for Rushi in the fifth inning. Fast-paced game, well played. 1-1 tie. Raiders bat in the fifth. Whitaker's got the sign from his catcher, Gage Hoke. And he flips it plateward. Borchers punches one to short right. On comes Green, the right fielder, hustling in. He's got it on the dead run. Borchers' bid for a single is robbed by Green. Good play. He came on with fine speed and picked it out of the air. Borchers retired on the short fly to right. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Seventh, eighth, and ninth batters in the order for Northmont. 1-1 game on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Hey, it's Jack Kramer from ScoresBroadcast.com for the Rushi Inn. Do not search for the best morning breakfast any longer, because the aroma of fresh eggs cooking and hot coffee percolating are right under your nose in the village of Rushi at 101 East Main. Yep, coffee at 6 a.m. at the Rushi Inn and breakfast at 6:30 at the Rushi Inn until 10:30 each weekday. Breakfast until 1 p.m. on Saturdays and from 8 to 1 on Sundays. The Rushi Inn is the inn thing for early breakfast away from home or before you start a long day at work. The Rushi Inn serves up the very best breakfast around and one of the only early breakfasts in West Central Ohio. Just a reminder, all day each day, Monday to Friday, sample our delicious specials. Monday, pizza and subs. Tuesday, tacos. Wednesday, wings. Thursday, tenderloin. The popular inn thing for food out is the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out. Order online at the Rushi Inn Facebook page. Go to the Order Toast tab to order online at the Rushi Inn Facebook page. That's the Order Toast tab. The Rushi Inn, 101 East Main. The popular inn thing for great food out. The Rushi Inn.
What a game here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Rushi Northmont tied at 1, bottom of the fifth inning here at the Thunderbolts Complex in West Englewood. Pretty cloudy overhead, no chance of rain. These are not threatening clouds above whatsoever. In fact, some dim sunshine at the moment. As you look to the left, off to the west and north, light breeze, any rain is well north of here. Cordon, you're starting off the hitter Cannon for Northmont with two balls and a strike. Bottom of the fifth, T-Bolt's bat. Cannon takes, yes, a strike, letter high, outside half. As Cordon, you're zipped a fastball in there, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Cannon. Cordon, you're winds. Good heater upstairs. Ooh, he hummed it. Fine fastball by Cordon. 2-2 pitch mows him down swinging. Here is Jaden Green for Northmont hitting. He singled in the second inning. By the way, or I should say Green bunted to Schultze, was retired on the play in the second. Previous hitter was Cannon for Northmont. He's the one who got the base hit in the second. Cannon just struck out. First pitch here to Green is a ball. It missed. That throw to Green, a little high and away, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes for the Northmont batter, Green. 1-1 tie, bottom of the fifth. One away for the Thunderbolts. Cordonier to Green. Fastball, yipper. Knee high, outside edge. It's a strike, 2-1. Infield up for the speedy Green, who made a nice play racing in from right field to retire a Rushi hitter in the previous inning. Bouncing ball to short. It's going to be a tough play for the Raiders as it got by Schultze, went into the hole. Borcher's got a glove on it and then had to pick it up off the ground. Throws late to first. Infield single for Green on a ball in that 5-6 hole at shortstop. Here is Gage Hoke. Runner aboard and the person of Green for Northmont in the bottom of the fifth. That was a seeing-eye grounder, perfectly placed to Schultze's left. Borchers had little chance to get Green. Had there been a runner on, a force play at second might have been in order. There's a strike called on Gage Hoke. He was out on a ground ball to Seb Borchers at short for Rushi to kick off the third inning. Cordonier to Hoke, upstairs, just a tiny bit high. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Borchers moderately deep at short for Rushi. Outfield around to the left for Hoke. Look at first by Cordonier. Green gets a secondary lead. Cordonier to the plate. Low breaking ball. And the count's 2-1. Cordonier, so far in this game, has not given up a walk. He has been outstanding in that regard. Great control in his two previous starts of 5 innings and 7. Ahead of hitters on a regular basis, around the strike zone consistently. Foul ball, out of play by Hoke to the right. And it's an even up 2-2 count. Let's see if Green is thinking about stealing second here. Cordonier looks over his shoulder at him at first. Hesitation on the mound. Comes plateward to Hoke. Breaking ball. Ooh, what a hook. Big breaker by Cordonier. Curveball buckled the batter. It was in there waist high, right over the heart. Finest breaking pitch of this game by Braylon Cordonier as he froze Hoke. So three of the last four hitters for Northmont have been fanned by Cordonier, who's got 4 strikeouts in this game. Back to the top of the order, and Aiden Pendleton hits, junior center fielder, out on a play from the catcher Unverfirth to first and the second baseman Hoying to first on the second trip. Here's the number back toward Cordonier off the mound. Hustles, makes the play, throws to first. It's very even, nearly a tie, ruled out by an eyelash at first base. Cordonier bounced off the mound. He beat Schultze to the ball. Cordonier fielded the slow tapper as the ball died in the grass. The throw to first just in the nick of time. It was a bang-banger. Rushi gets the call. We go to the sixth, tied at 1. Raiders 1, Thunderbolts 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love.
Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Sixth inning upcoming here on scoresbroadcast.com. Great game. Northmont 1, Rushi 1. 3, 4, 5, and 6 for Rushi here in the inning. Zeb Schultze, Cooper Umberfirth, Micah Griesup. Zeb's got a hit. Also an out on a ball bunted back toward the pitcher. Sharply hit ground ball single by Schultze back in the first inning. And here he strokes a line drive to center. Center fielder coming on for Northmont, and he makes a diving catch. What a play. Outstanding maneuver in center field by Aiden Pendleton. That ball by the batter Zeb Schultze was really clobbered. He hit it well, right on the button. And he drilled it on the screws. The center fielder Pendleton with fine wheels came racing in, outstretched arm and glove, and he caught it just before it hit the ground. Schultze retired. Line out to center. The Raiders don't have a lot of hits in this game, but they have hit the ball solidly on several occasions. Umberfirth batting for Rushi, and the count is a ball and a strike on him, 1-1. One down for the Raiders, top of the sixth, 1-1 tie. Here's Whitaker throwing. It bounces to the plate, and it's 2-1. Two balls, a strike. Whitaker has fanned four, walked one, given up a Rushi run in the first. Here's the windup, the pitch. Umberfirth scalds one to right. Right fielder Green right there, and he picks off the hard hit line drive head high. Two balls hit solidly by Rushi here in the sixth inning to the outfield. Nothing at all to show for it. Line drive out to right. Both balls barreled up. Each one an out. Here is Micah Griesup, third man up for Rushi in the sixth. Pitch by Whitaker is a two-seamer right across the letters for a strike. Nothing in one. Outfield is pulled way around to the left for Griesup, the right-hand batter for the Raiders. Swings over the top of the curve out in front. Ball a strike, 1-1. Griesup stepped out of the box. He's back in. Here is the 1-1 offering by Whitaker. He swirls into action. Way outside and high ball, 2-2-1. 2-1 on Griesup for Rushi. Raiders try to get something started here in the sixth with two out. Two well-struck balls, each resulting in and out to start the sixth inning. Over the top of the curveball is Borcher. Strike three. He cut and missed. Good hook by Whitaker. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Rushi 1, Northmont 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Hey, we'd like to tell you all about the Schaefer Market Gallon Give Back Program. Schaefer Market in Fort Laramie at the gas pumps. A penny from every gallon sold at the market in a month is donated to a local service organization. That's the Gallon Give Back Program in Fort Laramie. Take advantage at Schaefer Market. And don't forget, for Schaefer Propane, online ordering is available through the website SchaeferOil.com, SchaeferOil.com. And for both Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane, online bill payment is available through SchaeferOil.com, SchaeferOil.com. Brady Lupton, first ball hitting for Northmont here in the bottom of the sixth inning, serves a single over the head of Schulze at third, a liner about 8 or 10 feet fair, base hit, ball tagged by Lupton. He's aboard at first as Northmont tries to break the tie here in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's a 1-1 game. And let's see if the hitter, Chase Fudiloff, is bunting. Not there. He takes a strike right at the belt. Nothing in one. Good wheels and Lupton over at first. Cordonier peers that way. Long hesitation, comes home. Bouncing ball toward the second base bag. Borchers fields. He does not go to the bag with the force. He could have shoveled it to a second baseman. Instead, throws to first, and he pulled the first baseman off the bag. Unusual play. Rushi does not get an out. Raiders a little confused defensively, and I'm not sure what head coach Kevin Flippo has got to discuss here. He might be pointing out to the base umpire that the base runner was in the path of the shortstop of Rushi, who wanted to go to second with the throw, couldn't do it. The runner was right in his face, and I'm sure that is the case that Kevin Flippo is making. Then Borchers had to make a belated throw to first. It was going to be close had it been on target. It was wide, and it pulled Parker Lloyd off the bag, and Rushi gets nothing. That was a double play ball to short. Rushi does not get an out, and Northmont has Rushi in some hot water here in the sixth inning. The officials confer. There's no change in the call. Runners at first and second for Northmont. Upton a single. Fudiloff is aboard, and I guess you have to credit him with a single, although the throw was wide at first. I think that's an E6. A good throw, I think, might have nipped him at first base. So our tentative scoring decision is an E6 on the throw. Third hitter in the inning bunts back to the mound. Cordonier skips off the bump. Fields throws to first. Yes for the out. Good sacrifice on the play by Sauber. Sauber, the cleanup hitter, bunted. Brandon Rexon, head coach of Northmont, had him move runners up to second and third. Good sack bunt. And now here's Austin Welch with runners at second and third, and one out for Northmont in the bottom of the sixth, infield in. Only choice Rushi has. Cordonier in the stretch. Needs a strikeout. Pitches to Welch. It is above the letters. Ball one. 1-1 tie, bottom of the sixth inning. Northmont with two aboard at second and third. A single, then a confusing play and a ground ball to short on which Rushi failed to get an out. Then a sack bunt. Pitch just missed off the outside corner of fastball. 2-0 on Welch for Northmont. He has been out on a grounder to third and flied to left. Cordonier wheels into action, needs a strike. A number to the mound to Cordonier. Oh, a great play. He lunged off to his right, fielded the ball on the webbing, threw a strike to Unverfirth behind the plate. The tag out is made, and the runner on third for Northmont is cut down. Heck of a play by the athletic Braylon Cordonier as he leaped off the mound, snagged that slow hit bouncer in the webbing. If it gets by and rolls to short, the run scores. Out at the plate, heck of a play by Cordonier. Boy, he hopped off the bump as quick as a cat and showed his great diversity as a ball player, fielding the mound nicely. Runners at first and third for Northmont with two out here in the bottom of the sixth. That play went from 1-2 for the out at the plate. Here is Whitaker, the opposite number for Cordonier. The hurler for Northmont has thrown well, limiting Rushi to a first-inning run. First and third, two out. Pitch to Whitaker, foul to the screen. First pitch was low and in, so it's a ball, a strike. 1-1 on Whitaker. Heck of a defensive gem by Cordonier, who helped himself there on the mound for Rushi. If that ball gets past, the run scores from third. The shortstop would have made the play, but too late, even though he was in. On the corners for Northmont with two down. Cordonier stretching. Comes home. There's a ball lined into left field on one bounce to the left fielder for Rushi. It's a single. The run scores from third. And Northmont has edged in front 2-1 here in the bottom of the sixth inning as Whitaker hit a breaking ball into left for a base knock. Hit for Whitaker, the pitcher for the T-Bolts. He puts his club ahead. And he's now in line to be the winning pitcher thanks to that base wrap to left field. Here is Brady Cannon now. Two on for Northmont. Pitch to Cannon. Off the plate outside for a ball. But Rushi will have Zeb Borchers, Benjamin York, and Parker Lloyd in the seventh. I made the remark 2 innings ago that unless the Raiders got some runners aboard late in this game, they wouldn't get back to the top of the lineup in the seventh. And that could be the case. Swing and a miss by Cannon, the batter for Northmont. The count of ball, a strike, two away. T-Bolts lead now 2-1. Cordonier's pitched extremely well. Stretch position, comes to the plate, low and away, gets away from Unverfirth, and runners move up. Ball hit the glove of Unverfirth. Pitch was very outside. That could go either way, probably a wild pitch. Runners at second and third now. Here comes Kevin Flippo to the mound for the Rushi Raiders. Head coach Kevin Flippo strolls to the bump. 2-1 count on the batter for Northmont. Runners at second and third. Rushi wants to make sure that Braylon is just fine on the bump. We'll take a short breather, a timeout in the bottom of the sixth inning as Northmont has nudged in front 2-1 over Rushi. Great game here today on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
We return to action, and Cannon hits a high pop, middle of the diamond. Who's going to call for it? Braylon Cordonier down off the hill toward the third baseline. He reaches up, makes the play, inning over for Northmont, which leaves two at second and third. But the Thunderbolts score one. 2-1 Northmont, two runs, five hits for Northmont. And for Rushi, a run and three hits. We go to the seventh. Raiders down a run on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers.
Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Hey, we are a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply in Minster. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. We work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. And through Scores Broadcast, Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further and spread the word about our fine schools. First batter for Rushi here in the top of the seventh is Zeb Borchers. He hits a chopper to Foodle off at third. He cuts it off in front of the shortstop and fires to first for the out. Borchers gone. The play 5-3. One out for Rushi. Down a run here in the top of the seventh inning. Fox Supply in Minster for 50 years, one of many organizations to help make our region a great place to live, work, and to thrive. Benjamin York up. He struck out and walked. One down for Rushi, top of the seventh. Left-hand batter, Brady Whitaker fires. York swings. It's a blooper to short center field. Second baseman Welch is off and running in front of the center fielder, and he makes the play. Dazzling catch by Welch, robbing York of a bloop single to center. Second sacker for Northmont went a good 30 feet or better out into the grass. Center fielder was deep. Fine play by Welch as he called it all the way. York is out. Two down for Rushi. Down a run. 2-1. Top of the seventh. Here's Parker Lloyd. Whitaker to him. High foul. Out of play to the right. Raiders down to their final out. 2-1 lead in favor of Northmont. Thunderbolts with what could be the decisive run in the bottom of the sixth. The windup, the pitch by Whitaker, high and in. Whitaker got the two-out single. The pitcher for Northmont cracked a two-out base hit to plate the go-ahead run in the bottom of the sixth inning. The count on Parker Lloyd, a ball, a strike. Late swing, foul ball into the Northmont dugout, 1-2. A ball, two strikes, 1-2 on Parker Lloyd for Rushi in the top of the seventh inning. Raiders need a base runner. Somehow, some way, got to get back to the top of the order. But there are two down in the seventh. Whitaker's pitch to Lloyd. High fastball, swung on and missed, and that's it. Strikeout, but Northmont ends the game 2-1. Thunderbolts close it out. Northmont 2, Rushi 1. Excellent game here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Fine contest here. Glad you enjoyed it. Hope you were along for the full ride, as I'm sure we had a terrific audience tonight. Game being played down here at Northmont was scheduled for Rushi. Better weather here south. Sometimes just a half hour, 45 minutes makes a big difference. Chance of rain higher up north. Rushi's complex was wetter. Good game. Glad the two teams got it in. as Northmont and head coach Brandon Rexon opened up the diamond here at Northmont. Rushi came down, and it was a fine tune-up for both clubs. Before tournament play, Northmont wins it by a count of 2-1. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street, the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. We will style, you'll smile at Cutaway. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo, stylist Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped, accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style, we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. And serving the region since 1972, celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. Barker will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. So stop by Barker Insurance on County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, or phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857. See how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. A fine Rushi sponsor, O'Reilly Machine Tool. It is in big demand. O'Reilly will grind your first 10 tools free of charge. We offer tool sharpening, recoating, special grinds. O'Reilly serves Ohio, parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. Contact us online, O'ReillyMTS.com, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool and Rushi, pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Excellent game tonight, won by Northmont over Rushi. Final tally 2-1. We'll return with more and then close out our broadcast shortly here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because 3 generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, General Manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693 6325, the Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
2-1 by way of final score. Rushi beaten by Northmont. Extremely well played game here tonight at Northmont High School. 2-1 final. Hard to tell. Conceivably, that winning run scored by Northmont may go down as unearned, as Zeb Borchers credited with an error on a wide throw from his shortstop position. Important play in that frame. He wanted to go to second and get the force. Couldn't. Umpire may or may not have been a distraction. He made a belated throw to first, and it was wide. Runner moved up to second on the play. Rushi did not get an out. Brady Whitaker then stroked a two-out single to left field. That was decisive. That won the game at 2-1. Two runs, five hits for Northmont. A run, three hits, an error for Rushi. Braylon Cordonier pitched extremely well. He was dynamite for the Rushi Raiders. Our star of the game for Rushi is Braylon. And for Northmont, how about Brady Whitaker? Starting pitcher goes the route, pitches seven. He was dealing, got better as the game went on, and Brady Whitaker got the game-winning hit in the bottom of the sixth inning. He, along with Drake Sauber, who homered to lead off the second and got the big sack bunt in the sixth. Whitaker and Sauber for Northmont, Cordonier for Rushi. They are our stars of the game. This segment brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250. Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Well, thank you, Local, L-A-C-A-L, Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Local got its start in L.A., California, thus the name Local moved to Shelby County, Jackson Center in 1983. Founding sponsor on Scores Broadcast back in 06-07. Thank you, Local, so much. We would not be on the air here today had it not been for the start that Local gave us, a big boost, a lot of support, fine assistance from Local Equipment back in 2006 and 7. Thank you so much, Local. Rushi Raiders drop to 13-11 on the year. Next game for Rushi is coming up in tournament action on the 27th of May. Coming up on Tuesday at Rushi against the Riverside Catholic Central winner. We've seen Catholic Central play. Riverside Catholic Central have a tournament date. The winner plays Rushi at the Raiders Complex at the community park in the village of Rushi on Tuesday night. Meanwhile, Northmont in Division 2, Rushi's in D7, Northmont in D2, plays the Sydney Miamisburg winner on May 27 right here at Northmont High School. That's a look ahead for the two teams. By way of record, Northmont now 13-11. Rushi, as I noted, 13-10. Let me redo that. Both teams are 13-11, as I rethink it. Yep. Both teams 13-11. Rushi was 13-10 coming in. Northmont was 12-11 coming in. And both teams now 13-11 on the year as Northmont pulls it out. A base hit by winning pitcher Brady Whitaker with a man on third and two down in the bottom of the sixth inning. And that provides the difference. 2-1 win for Northmont. We'll finish out our broadcast in just a few minutes here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son Dave some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Rushi Raiders have another regular season game set for Saturday, home, 11 a.m. first pitch. Dayton Oakwood is the opponent. Oakwood at Rushi Saturday morning at 11 to close out the regular season for the Rushi Raiders, who are 13-11 now, 13 up, 11 down, after dropping a 2-1 heartbreaker to Northmont here today. A proud sponsor on Scores Broadcast, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers the same customers gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel, is a four-generation business that started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. The legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes, our future leaders. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, energy for today and for tomorrow. Keep abreast of the website scoresbroadcast.com for coverage between now and Saturday. A district semifinal action next Tuesday night will be covered for sure, as well as next week on Thursday, a district final play. But keep abreast of the website. We could very well slot in another broadcast between now and the weekend or on Saturday. Thanks to our online listenership, it was great. We had a huge crowd. According to Christian Netcast, we had about 1,900 online listeners. That was our max in the seventh inning tonight. Thanks to Derek Olding alongside on-site engineering. Thank you, Derek, much. Thank you very much. And the hospitality shared with us by the folks at Northmont. They rolled out the red carpet for us on short notice. The game was moved to Northmont, and we had the opportunity to bring the game to you. Great perch in the press box above the Rushi third base dugout. What a night. What a game. 2-1. A tight contest. Well played. Northmont beats Rushi. Jack Kramer saying good night from Northmont High School on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple built Marriott's and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.